Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
You, there have been times that I have been troubled, and we're not just speaking about being physically free, mentally being free from those things that have plagued our minds. So whenever I say I'm free, that means I have the peace of God.
Amen.
That I am set free daily, and I pray my peace to maintain my peace, because a lot of times we get peace and then we lose that peace, and only by God that we can maintain our peace and be free.
Amen. Keep your peace. If you don't keep anything else, keep that.
Keep your peace. We lose
your peace.
Keep your peace.
Lose your mind, but don't lose your peace.
Let you lose your peace of mind. My husband tired today. Yeah, he said, need a little water, a little Gatorade.
I might can use a little bit.
Amen, amen. Welcome.
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 Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome again to the preacher.
And the pastor.
I'm Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And we are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today we have a topic that is worth talking about.
Amen. Trouble your troubles.
My God, have you ever just had troubles and you didn't even know how to, you allow that trouble to consume you, to take you out, to get to the point where you wanted to take your life, that you couldn't go on. But we're going to talk to you today about how you trouble your trouble.
Amen. I can't wait to get into this topic, because every now and again I get some troubles and I want to know how to trouble my troubles.
Come against that thing. You know, we war against it. We don't lay down. We stand up. We stand up even stronger when we trouble your troubles. Amen.
Amen. We'll get a chance to learn some very interesting things tonight. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. All right, y'all. Sit back and let's talk about troubling your troubles today. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, We're talking about trouble, your troubles, and this show is to help us to maintain our peace by first trusting God for everything. We will learn here today what it means to trouble your troubles. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if we all know that particular scripture is in Philippians 4 and 13, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So here, Paul was content, but he could see life from God's point of view. He focused on what he was supposed to do, not what he felt he should have. Paul had his priorities straight, and he was grateful for everything God had given him. Paul had detached himself from the non-essential so that he could concentrate on the eternal. So often the desire for more and better possessions is really a longing to fill an empty place in our personal lives. So what are we drawn to when we feel empty inside, when we feel troubled, when we feel worried? So how can we find true contentment? The answer lies in our perspective, your priorities, and your source of power, understanding that God gives the power and the authority. So when we look at that scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, can we really do all things? The power we receive in union with Christ is sufficient to do his will and to face the challenges that arise from our commitment to doing that. He does not grant us a superhuman ability to accomplish anything we can imagine without regard to his interest. So as we contend for the faith, we will face troubles, pressure, and trials as they come, and ask Christ to strengthen us as we go through to come out victorious. So we're coming out victorious. How do you trouble your troubles? As we are talking about here today, troubling your troubles. Joshua 1 and 9 said, be strong and be courageous. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Knowing that no matter you, whatever you face, you know, going in with your trouble, dealing with your troubles, that God is with you. If you trust God and let God be your God and your real God, he will bring you out of those things. He will give you divine instructions and directions what to do, that you will be victorious, so that you don't succumb and be overwhelmed with the troubles of this world or whatever man is trying to trouble you with. A lot of us are troubled during these times with everything that's going on, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world today that are troubling a lot of people. So how do we trouble our troubles? Deuteronomy 31 and 6 and 8 says, be strong and bold and have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes before you. Knowing when you trouble your troubles, when you go head on with your troubles, God goes before you. He is your shield about you to protect you in the time of need, in the time of war, in the time of trials and tribulation. He is your shield. He is your protector. He is your refuge. And so we just thank God for this opportunity to understand when we trouble our troubles. And we'll go back in the Bible and talk about situations where people had to go against and trouble their troubles, you know, not allow the trouble to trouble them, but to trouble their troubles. That was trying to take them out, take them under. That was trying to kill them. It was trying to destroy their family, destroy relationships, destroy their finances, destroy their businesses. Here today, we're dealing with a lot of troubles. The people are protesting about the death of our black people and black men that are perishing, that are dying at the hands of others that came out to cause trouble, to fight us. How do we do that? We trouble them. We protest in a safe way, knowing that God is with us, you know, and allowing God to lead us and direct us. Everybody can't be out there. We shouldn't run into a situation without going to God first. We shouldn't run out there, you know, head on with against our troubles without God going before us, without seeking God's instruction and divine instruction and directions on what to do, so that we know we will be victorious in all that we do. But we don't allow our troubles to trouble us. We trouble them with the word of God. Amen. And so we thank God. And I have to be grateful, because I've been in a situation where I was troubled, but I leaned on God, and I didn't lean on my own understanding. I had to lean not to my own understanding, because that would have taken me out. You know, a lot of people are dealing with depression, you know, because they allow their troubles to trouble them. They allow their troubles to consume them, you know, to take them out. So how do we trouble our troubles? I'm going to give you, for instance, if someone does you evil, the Bible says we do good for evil. Just imagine if somebody did someone evil, but they turned around and did you good. That would trouble you. Because the thing is, you're trying to figure out, wait a minute, I know I did wrong to this person. I know what I did to them, but they're going to treat me with kind. And believe it or not, it will trouble the evil doer, because they're trying to figure out what's your plot and plan, because they know the evil that lies in them, the spirit that they operate in is a spirit of the evil spirit that's in them. So they're trying to figure out how is it that you can do good to me when I'm doing evil to you. They're expecting to be paid back with evil, but you're paying them back with good. So now they're troubled. How is it that I've taken everything from you, but then you're going to try to give me something, and I've robbed you of everything, but you're going to bless me. You're going to help me when I try to hurt, when I did hurt you, not try to hurt you, but I did hurt you, when I talked about you, but here you come to help me when even my own friend wouldn't help me, when even my own family would not help me, but here you come. I don't understand. I'm troubled now. I can't sleep at night because I'm an evil person, but I'm expecting you. I'm expecting evil for my evil. I'm not expecting good for my evil. Now I'm troubled. So now you troubled your enemy that set off for evil for you, that has done evil towards you, but that's how you trouble the enemy, that you don't give them what they are expecting. You give them you give them the unexpected. You give them the good of you, because you're a Christ. So you give them that Christ would give. You know, we turn the other cheek. You know, when you turn the other cheek, they're not expecting you to turn the other cheek. They came for war. They came to fight. So now we're troubled. You imagine hitting someone and they never hit you back. That is your fear right there, because you don't know what's next. The person that don't say a word, you cussing somebody out, I mean, you really going in, but all they can say to you is, God bless you. Now you're troubled. Then you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Now you got to figure out what they're doing, what they're planning, because then you trouble the camp of the enemy. Everybody's up trying to see what's going to happen. Even with Jesus, when they was at the tomb, and Jesus told his disciples that, I'm going to return. I'm coming back. I'll be back. I'm going to be raised in 3 days. 3 days. So even they didn't really believe that Jesus was going to come back in 3 days, because they had prepared his burial. They had prepared the things to anoint his body, to embalm his body. They had went back to the tomb. And the angel said, did y'all not remember that Jesus told him I was going to rise in 3 days? That he's going to rise in 3 days. He's not here. But what happened is the people, the priests and the kings that were there, they were troubled, because they remember hearing that, you know, one of them said, well, we did hear that they said that he was going to rise in 3 days. You should surely go put in camp, you know, the tomb with soldiers, just in case. Just in case. So they were troubled, so that they sent, you know, soldiers out to protect, you know, the tombstone of Jesus, because they were troubled.
Yeah.
They were troubled, you know, by what he said. You know, maybe it's true. We don't know, but you now we're troubled, you know, just in case. So they worried the one that was trying, the one that caused trouble, to bring death. Now they're troubled by their own actions. So because guess what? Jesus troubled the troubler. Now you worried about, am I going to come back in 3 days? You know, now you're sending people to God, a dead body, from what is dead, to be risen again and come out and live again. Now you're troubled by that you have killed, that you have already declared that it's dead, but now you're troubled by death. Today we're talking about trouble and your troubles. What you got to say about, you know, this topic so far, before I get into, you know, other parts of the Bible about trouble and your troubles? We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. And Pastor E, a little bit here. We thank God. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching of Pastor Shaw, we're talking about troubling your troubles on today. We got to know how to come against that thing. We got to know how to fight that thing. You know, we got to make sure that we're hearing from God when we go in.
Yeah.
And when God say, be still. When God said wait, you know, wait, because even your waiting can trouble your trouble, can trouble that one that's coming against you, that can trouble your situation, because you're waiting. They're expecting you to move, but instead of you moving, you're waiting. Instead of you speaking, you're silent, and then they're troubled by your silence. They're troubled by your waiting. They're troubled. Your troubles. I want to remind you all today, we have Bible studies on Wednesday, so we have a really great Bible study on tonight. We studied Psalm 37. If you get an opportunity, let that scripture, let that chapter speak to you, to minister to you. But we have Bible study every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It's from 7 to about 7:40. We have prayer and Bible study. Just give the word and allow the Holy Spirit to move and take root in us. So definitely want to overwhelm you all with too much of Bible study, but enough, and be able to come and be on the show, the preaching, the pastor. So make sure you all meet us there. That number is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580#. Again, that number is 434-1580 the number is 978-990-5417, and the access code is 434-1580#. Again, it's at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. We talk about trouble, your troubles. What is it that is troubling you today? What is it? Some people are dealing with things from their past that is still reoccurring day in and day out. Some people are still dealing with the court system. Some people are still dealing with health issues. Some people are still dealing with people, just things that are just that the enemy has sent to trouble you. How do you fight against that thing? How do you trouble your troubles? You trust God in it. You have peace in it. You trust God in it. You go to sleep at night. You get silent in it. You pray in it. You believe God in it. How do you trouble your troubles? And we're going to go to the Bible. We're going to talk about Joshua. You know, a lot of times, you know, we have to actually use that. They use the wall of Jericho. They circle the wall of Jericho for 7 days. You have to understand, sometimes you got to circle that thing. You got to circle that thing and decree and declare. You got to circle that thing. You got to ask God for directions. I'm going to take you all over to Joshua, and I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to kind of skip through the actual chapter, you all. And if I'm going too fast, let me know. Pastor, and I'll slow down a little bit as we talk about trouble, your troubles. I want to be able to kind of get it all in. And I have a song today. I want you all to hear to minister to you all that are listening. Whether you're listening by phone or you called into the blog radio site, we're going to play that song. It's a really, really great song. I think it will help someone today, trusting God and not fearing. I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on in this world. You know, we have to go trouble our troubles. People are protesting, and that's what you do. You trouble your troubles. You go towards that thing that is troubling you, that thing that's trying to take you out. You know, we trouble them and say, there has to be a change. You all got to do something. And when we come together collectively as a people, as believers, and we trouble that thing that's trying to trouble us, that thing that's trying to take us out, that thing that's trying to keep us back, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, you know, we just thank God that we received that right direction, so we go out and we trouble our troubles. Let us go ahead and hear the song now, and then we'll go into the story of the wall of Jericho and circling our troubles until it comes down, circling that thing, troubling that thing, you know, staying in front of it, staying around it. You know, not letting it get on top of us and crumble us, but getting on top of it, on top of that thing, and, you know, troubling it. You know, you got to do something. You got to move. You know, I'm not going anywhere until you do something. I'm going to trouble you. Since you're trying to trouble me, I'm going to show you better than I can tell you. Amen. So we're going to go to this song. And the name of the song today, and it just really ministered to me and my husband. I sent it to my husband. I was like, you got to hear this. And it ministered to you. He's at work. And I said, call me back once you get through listening to it. It's definitely, I mean, if you don't speak in tongues and you get through hearing this song, I believe you'll be speaking in tongues. It has the anointing on it. It's trusting God, you know, trusting God in your troubles. Yeah. The Bible said there will be trials and tribulations. You know, there's no way around it. You living in this world, it's going to be time that you're going to go through something at some point in time. It's just this, and we know that. There's no way around it, to be honest. It's no way around it. You know, so we just thank God.
Who
is
the author of
this
song?
His name is
Anthony Brown.
And it's a choir. Anthony Brown, and I can't think of the name of the choir, but it is Anthony Brown. Don't have the other people's name, but it's some of the choir. But yes, definitely Anthony Brown. Yeah, I don't have the name.
Can you find him on
Anthony
YouTube
Brown.
Or Google?
Yeah, he's on YouTube. Anthony Brown on YouTube, and the name of the song is Trusting You, Trusting You. So let us let you all hear. Tell me what you think about it. Amen.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you, Lord. I will put my trust in you.
Yes, amen,
and
amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Most
High. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. If you
didn't
know. If you didn't know how to trouble your troubles by listening to this song, that was ministering to me, and I know it ministered to some of you out there as well. You know, when
yes.
you are troubled, you have to know that you are troubled by the troubler.
Oh, God.
And see, when the troubler troubles you, it'll cause you to fear, and
Jesus.
It'll cause you to worry.
Jesus.
But see, this right here song is what he said is that God, that you didn't create me to worry, neither did you create me to fear. But you created me to worship, and I'm going to leave it all right here.
Yes.
Now, that's something that we all have to do there. Trouble your troubler. And when trouble comes, or when your adversary, when your enemy comes, and whatever it is that they try to cast upon you, see, God said, cast all your cares on me,
yes,
because I'm the
did.
One that
yes,
cares
did.
For you. No, don't you worry about that. Don't you stress out about that.
Jesus.
You know, I don't already take care of that.
Yes,
my wife has said already, you do good. You do good with evil. I mean, you do evil for good, or you exchange it.
Jesus,
it's an exchange.
Yes.
You want to give me some evilness. You want to give me a bad word, but instead of you recruiting me over to giving you a bad word, see, I'm going to give you a good word.
Yes.
You're giving me bad fruit, and I'm going to give you good fruit. And you know you don't deserve it, I'm going to give it to you anyhow. That's the same way that we are. See, we're not deserving of anything, but God gives it to us anyhow because he loves us.
Yes.
And that's how you overcome. That's how you overcome your troubles with love. Loving God and just resting and do like the psalmist said, you know, just to worship.
Jesus.
You created me to worship, and I'm going to worship you all the time. Like Psalms 34:1 said, how we give God your highest praise is through worship. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
If you just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about trouble your troubles. And pastor, when you said that, we were talking about earlier. You know, there's a transfer. You know, you give me, you do evil to me, but my transfer is gonna be good. You know, I'm gonna speak life into you. I'm gonna speak greatness over you. I'm not gonna speak upon you what you speak on me. A lot of times we want to allow the enemy, because he's trying to trouble us to act the way that the enemy is trying to transform our minds. But the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Transformed. That's right.
Yes. Yes, and when you're transformed, you'll operate differently. You won't do evil for evil. You'll do evil for good. You know, we won't give you back. You know, if we think about God, if he gave us, if he paid us the way that we do, you know, the way that we act out in this world, I so thank God that he's not like man, you know, for all that we've done. You know, that the Bible says that in the midst of our sin, he died for us. While we're sinning, he died for us. You know, so we thank God, you know, so when you get Christ in you, when your mind is renewed, you know, when your mind is renewed with the word of God, you're no longer operating it. You can operate like that. You can trouble your troubles, you know, by doing good. You can trouble that person. You can trouble that situation by doing good, you know, protesting it, but knowing how to protest, knowing what to say. They're asking God to give you that wisdom.
That's
the
right.
Bible says in Romans, as we're talking about this, in Romans 12, verse 19, we're going to go from verse 19 to 21. The Bible says, beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Verse 20 says, therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21 says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I don't know about you, but somebody has done you wrong, try to turn around and give you a drink. You know, you done them wrong, and you come over, they say, oh, have a drink. You looking inside the drink, say, hey, what's in it?
Yeah.
You know, oh, wait a minute. They're troubled because of their actions. Oh, have something to eat. Wait a minute, what you put poison in the food? You know, so then they're in trouble.
Yeah.
They're hungry, but I can't eat because I know what I did to you. You know, I'm thirsty, I can't drink because I know what I did to you. But the Bible says here, you know, feed your enemy. You know, give drink to your enemy that's thirsty. So I want to break down the scripture just a little bit here for those that are not Bible scholars or don't, you know, hasn't followed the Bible, you know, in detail, understand what the Bible is saying. Even when we look here, the Bible says forgiveness involves. Yes, the Bible says, and you know, just talk, let's talk about what it means to heap coals of fire so on someone's head. So this refers to back in the Egyptian tradition of carrying a pan of burning coals so on one's head as a public act of repentance. So by referring to this proverb, Paul was saying that we should treat our enemies with kindness so that they will become ashamed and turn from their sins. So the best way to get rid of our enemies is to turn them into a friend. You know, you befriending that has come against you. You befriending that person, say, and then you find out all they needed was a friend. All they needed was the word, you know, to help them, you know, because their whole life has been trouble. That's been their whole, from the beginning, they was birthed to cause problems. They was birthed to be trouble. You know, they was labeled trouble, a trouble child. You know, that Ray was raised up to be a trouble adult. You know, so their whole life, they was cursed with the word of trouble, but all they needed was a friend and the word of God to turn them around to be better, because you troubled that situation with kindness. You know, you troubled that situation with peace, you know, when it's been a place that's been disturbed. But here you come to trouble it with the word of God, which is peace, which is power, which is the authority.
Yeah.
So when we look here, the Bible says here in the scripture, forgiveness involves both attitudes and actions. So if you find it difficult to feel forgiven towards someone who has hurt you, start responding with kind actions. It's appropriate. Tell this person that you would like to heal your relationship. Lend a helping hand. Send them a gift. Give them a gift. You know, they may be scared to open it, but send them a gift. Smile at him or her. Don't be sad. A lot of times we want to give people what they give us, but no, give a smile. You know, I have to decide. I told my husband, I have to decide. You know, we have a choice to be angry or to be happy. We have a choice to feel how we want to feel in every situation. So many times we discover that the right actions lead to right feelings. And all they need is someone. It's true.